Hello, welcome to the award-winning gutter. Hello and welcome to Happy Wataru Endo Signing Day. And to join me in the festivities that will ensue are Jake Nolan, Neil Atkinson. Andy, are you on the show or are you just producing? No. And we've got Ian Salmon. You're looking very tan, more tan than me, Ian.
Thank you very much. I worked hard at this.
Thank you. Well, it's paid off. It's definitely paid off. You look like a new signing. You're as good, as a new signing.
I've been doing a bit of dodgy scouting. Knees and being old enough to be Wataru's dad.
Hey, Wataru's no spring chicken, and that's one of the things we're going
to
talk about.
I'm old enough to be his dad.
Yeah, me too, mate. It's A-level day today, by the way, and I've just got another child have A-level results, which reminds you of your age. Three down, one more to go. But people don't want to hear about that, Jay. They want to talk about Japanese midfielders who are 30 years old who signed for Liverpool. What was your gut reaction when you heard the news breaking last night about this big signing?
I was absolutely buzzing. Well, partly because something was being done and partly because I am the Japanese correspondent for the Anfield Wrap.
Are you?
So, unofficially. But no, I think it's a really good signing. Meets the profile, meets the vibes. And as somebody who is well in tune with Japanese culture and all that, I'm all for it. I think we've been missing a bit of that since Minamino, and I saw something. We have got it with Fuka Nagano, though, who plays for the women's team, great player. But we have seen it with seen a good tweet from somebody who said that every time Klopp's won the league, a Japanese member of the squad has been in there. So you know, if that's an omen, then anything is.
It's some omen that, Neil.
So it's on this season now.
It is on. Yeah. We talked about it last night. I think I was in shock, visibly shaken when
you were, you were visibly shaken.
I'd had three pints and a glass of wine, so that I was still shaking from that. I've processed it a bit. You know what was a bit shocking about it is we were saying something which in retrospect sounds as stupid as it probably sounded at the time, like there's no surprises in football anymore. We know all the lads out there. Liverpool aren't going to sign anyone who's going to surprise us. It's the little teams, the second bottom half of the table teams who sign the surprises. We don't. I suppose there was a bit of misdirection, really, the other week, not deliberately so, by the likes of Caicedo nearly but not signing for Liverpool, like Lavia nearly but not signing. We'd considered the possibility of an older guy like Polina coming in. But even he's 28, not a over 30 guy who we'd never heard of. That I think that's what surprised. And once you get past that, it's quite a rational signing, actually, quietly.